Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Oh, heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
We're pleased to welcome our friend Brandon Kristol, former colleague of ours, was with us here at the inception of CBS Sports Radio, is now with KOA Colorado in Denver as a Broncos insider. I am really intrigued by this, the decision the Broncos made to eat a bunch of money. But exactly how much money are they losing on this Russell Wilson experiment, Brandon?
Well, best I can tell, real money is $39 million. That's all that's left from the bonus that was given with the extension. And so even though the extension never kicked in, I think it's only $39 million. And so if a team signs Russ this year, and let's call it Steelers, Falcons, whomever, they can pay him the league minimum, which is $1.2 million, and then subtract that from $39 million, I guess. And that's what the Broncos are writing a check for to Russ. The dead cap money isn't money that they're paying Russ at either.
Right.
It's money that's already paid or you know, throughout the life of the deal that obviously has now ended. But I think in real cash, I believe that's all that's owed to him. And I assume that the second they cut him, they just write him that check, or it probably gets direct deposited, I suppose, and that's about it.
Can you imagine?
I don't believe they owe him any more cash after that.
Why is it worth it to the Broncos to take the dead money hit, the money that's going to count against their cap? Why is it worth it for them to make the move anyway?
Last week I was at the Combine all week long, right, and talked to everybody I could from the Broncos. And, of course, I see those people throughout the season, but the conversations are often different. And certainly at the Combine, they're going to let their hair down a little bit more, so to speak, right? And so you get these different perspectives, but you come back to they all have varying criticisms of the limited ability for Russ to run the offense the way they wanted to, and would cite different examples of different games where basically things were left out on the field, right? And as big as that win was over the Chiefs and snapping that losing streak over so many years, they left a lot of points on the field, and the defense needed 5 turnovers in that game to give them a chance. But they think that they could have scored, you know, 35 or 40 points. But just that Russ wasn't necessarily executing it the way they wanted, couldn't process it fast enough. And so Sean Payton took a page, I think, out of Pete Carroll and his play callers' books as best he could, was defense, let's try to run the ball, and then let Russ make some plays when we really need him to, because that's when he's at his best. But I think they just couldn't go another season having to hold his hand, if you will, and not open up the entire game plan. And so every, you know, I did this thing, and you can find it on my social media at BK Denver Sports, where I just asked a single question to any national person I could, you know, Charles Davis, Solomon Wilcots, 10, 12 people, Albert Breer. But Chris Sims gave me the best answer. He said, you don't have Sean Payton to run the 9 plays that they ran. You have Sean Payton to run 9 million plays and to be as creative as he is, as an innovator and all that. Now I'm paraphrasing, but so Chris gave me that great answer that's why you have Sean Payton, to unlock the full playbook and try to fool defenses, not to just try to beat them at something that's pretty straightforward and hope for the best.
Was there any point during this past season, once Payton took over, in which you thought this might actually work?
Well, it certainly seemed shaky from the beginning, right? From the comments that Sean made at the Super Bowl to me and a couple other reporters last year when he was making his media rounds on Radio Row, and then he followed him up at the Combine talking about all the organization allowed Russ to have in his first year and all of that. But the one thing he said was, if they were winning, then I wouldn't be here, but here we are, right? And so you're like, okay, well, he's taking away a lot of the comforts that Russ had in year one. Not that they were any benefit, I guess, when you look at the win-loss record. They only won 5 games that first year, and obviously Hackett got fired. But can Russ run all the stuff that Sean wants? Maybe not, right? He and Drew Brees might be similar in size. Drew's obviously an inch taller or so, but they're not the same kind of player. Drew's been a short pocket passer his whole life, and Russ has been a short, use your athleticism, move around passer, you know, to a very high level, Hall of Fame level likely. And so as you watch the season unfold and it's 1-5 to start, you're like, well, okay, does Russ even get through the year? But then they obviously have that run in the middle where the defense is playing great. I look at the Cleveland game here in Denver against a really good Browns team with a really good defense where they neutralize Myles Garrett. I understand Cleveland was down to a rookie quarterback at that point, and they hadn't found Joe Flacco yet on the field. Joe was sitting on the bench in street clothes because he had just gotten there. But you're like, okay, that's a really good win. And they'd beaten a Vikings team with some talent. And so you thought maybe it all comes together. And then it obviously, and they beat the Packers too, now that I think about it. It feels like smoke and mirrors. It had shades of the Tim Tebow 2011 magical run. You're like, their numbers, especially when you look at how many sacks he's taking, that kind of offsets the touchdown to interception ratio.
Brandon Cristal is with us from Denver, covers the Broncos for KOA Colorado. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. It feels so crazy to me that in the span of 2 years, just nothing, despite all of the thrill and the excitement and thinking that Russ was the last piece they needed to not just end the playoff drought, but get back to a Super Bowl.
Well, and there's so many long-suffering fan bases, right? But the Broncos aren't one of them. And they were lucky enough to get to a Super Bowl in 1977 after some lean years in the 60s and 70s, but it was trending up. And then they're able to acquire John Elway in 1983, and we know that run. And then a pretty good little run with Jake Plummer. There was excitement around Jay Cutler, didn't last. But then the Tebow year that I mentioned, of course, Peyton Manning in 2015, Peyton Manning rides off into the sunset after that Super Bowl 50 win. And you think, okay, well, they'll at least be competitive, right? And they'll figure out the quarterback. Will it be Brock Osweiler? No. Okay, here's Paxton Lynch. Well, no, that didn't work. Oh, maybe they'll draft Josh Allen from right of the road. No, they instead grab Bradley Chubb. At that point, we were 6 years here in Denver of not seeing them in the playoffs. And I can remember exactly what happened because on that day, and it's just a few days from now, but March 8th, which happens to be both Kenny Smith's birthday from TNT as well as my wedding anniversary. And so that morning, the news comes out, Aaron Rodgers is staying in Green Bay. And you think, oh, well, that's kind of the biggest reason that Nathaniel Hackett was brought here. Some people certainly thought that. I wasn't sure because you could feel Nathaniel's personality and how he kind of looked at things differently. He thought, okay, this could work. It's a stark contrast from Vic Fangio. So a few hours later, my wife and I are painting pottery because that's what you do. Pottery is the 8th wedding anniversary traditional gift. And my phone starts blowing up, and I'm like, well, my day is now different. And you're thinking, wow, Russell Wilson's coming here with Nathaniel Hackett. Going to run some of the stuff they ran with Rodgers, and sure, we'll see some bootleg and this West Coast stuff. It makes all the sense in the world. Okay, you couldn't get Rodgers. You're getting a younger guy who's maybe hungrier or whatever, but certainly with more gas in the tank. And you think, pair him with Cortland Sutton and Jerry Jeudy and some nice pieces on defense, and you think, all right, this could be something, and we know that it just hasn't worked. But it is crazy because Broncos fans are just thirsting for that quarterback, that cornerstone. And you thought 7-year deal for Russ makes a lot of sense. And and a new deal was part of the trade. He didn't waive his no-trade clause to not expect a new contract. And the new owners came in and I think just honored what was part of the trade, right? They don't want their first move to be the franchise quarterback being shut down on a new deal before he even takes a snap. We understand why they agreed to it, and I think a lot of people would have, based on what we saw. 9 Pro Bowls, 8 playoff appearances, a couple Super Bowl appearances, obviously the win Super Bowl 48. But it is crazy to think how quickly, and really if you look at just year one, just how crazy it was from the jump where you're like, well, this isn't really working, going all the way to that loss in Seattle on opening night.
Right, no doubt. You just went through some of their QB history since Peyton Manning. It's a major reason why we've seen changes in the front office, why we've seen coaching changes. They still do not have a quarterback. So what now?
It's funny because, you know, I mentioned I talked to all these national media types, analysts, insiders, whatever, and more than one, and it feels like they're getting this from inside the building as well, we're high on Jarrett Stidham, and he started those last two games. He started a handful of games at the end of the season in both New England and in Vegas last year before he got here and started the two games in Denver. I like Jarrett Stidham, the person, and I got to interview him at the Senior Bowl when he's coming out of Auburn, and you're like, okay, he had a nice career at Auburn, obviously started at Baylor. All I heard before I sat down to talk to him was, man, this guy's intangibles are off the charts. And it reminded me of what I would hear about Mark Sanchez, right? When Mark Sanchez was coming out, you heard if he's in a car with Carson Palmer and Matt Leinart and Matt Castle, these other USC pros, he's the one driving the car, right? That's who Mark Sanchez is. And we know he maybe just didn't have enough tangibles. And so with Stidham, certainly in the small sample size, not sure he has enough tangibles, but Sean Payton thinks that he can run his offense. If they rolled Jarrett Stidham out there on opening day, and it's because he beat Ryan Tannehill out or someone like that, and the rookie QB that's here is a mid-round pick, it's gonna really, I think, anger some Broncos fans who are now longer suffering than they've ever been or than they have been in 55 years with eight straight seasons out of the playoffs. And so I think that Stidham is – at the very best plan C, we'll see if they do try to go after a Gardner Minshew or even a Kirk Cousins. I don't think that they will because of where they are cap-wise, go after somebody much more than that. A reclamation project on Tannehill or maybe a Jacoby Brissett. But I'm not sure Jacoby Brissett excites fans either. Uh-oh. If they don't draft a rookie QB that we have to believe that they like, right? And even trading up just one spot to 11 with the Vikings to go get a guy that they, quote, love, that they can reach, and a lot of people think it'll be J.J. McCarthy if he's there. But if they don't have a rookie quarterback in this class, I think that if they start out slow, even with 90,000 people on the season ticket waiting list, we're going to start seeing empty seats in Power Field at Mile High because they're just so disheartened by the lack of vision, I guess, if you will, or having their young quarterback that they just had, you know, really had since John Elway was young in his career.
It certainly does feel like it's been one big reclamation project after another, and they keep missing, even though they keep trying all kinds of different ways to not just improve the position, but find their next franchise guy.
You cross your fingers if you're a Broncos fan, and if it's not McCarthy, is it Bo Nix? Is it Michael Penix? And you can find, I'm sure, faults in all of those top six QBs, if not because of the year he had and the excitement, I guess certainly the start of the year, but that Shedeur Sanders had right up the road in Boulder. You think, okay, how do you make sure that you've got one of the top picks next year to go out and try to draft Shedeur? But there's no way Sean Payton is going to be anywhere close to that, right? You would think that he's still going to find a way to win five or six games, let alone maybe even seven or eight like he did last year. If they don't love one of these rookie QBs or if they can't get to the one they love, the idea of love the one you're with, and if that's Jarrett Stidham, then it feels like it'll be a miss. So I'll be fascinated to see with the limited money they have who in the veteran quarterback market they go after, because you got to think Baker Mayfield's going back to Tampa with the Mike Evans news. You got to think there's a way Mike Evans signs that deal if he doesn't know that Baker's definitely part of their plans next year. Then it goes back to Cousins. You're not trading for Justin Fields. If you're going to do that, you just keep Russell Wilson, right? And so I think that it's going to be really fascinating to see the way they go in the short term and or what are they willing to part with. And so that's why I keep an eye on not just a Jerry Jeudy trade or even a Cortland Sutton trade, but as much as I think it'll pain folks in Broncos country to see it, if they were to trade Justin Simmons for a second, third round pick, if they could get something, it's probably more like a third because he's, you know, now north of 30. He's been an all pro. He's led the team in the league in interceptions 1 year. And so I think that they need to acquire more assets so they have more ammunition to be able to move up if they need to, if there is somebody they love.
Brandon Cristall is with us from Denver, the big move by the Broncos. Not a well-kept secret, but Russell Wilson on the way out after just 2 years. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence here on CBS Sports Radio. What else do the Broncos need with their limited draft picks or their limited cap space?
They need more help on the defensive line. They like these young linemen that they have that aren't playing, But they have to decide what they're doing with Garrett Bowles. I get the sense he doesn't want to play on his current contract. And if they decide just to cut him to save $16 million or whatever that number is, give or take, well, what's your plan there? Are you going to fire out a developmental kid? So you need a long-term solution at left tackle. You're locked into Mike McGlinchey, who's a great guy, a captain, and a really good run blocker and an average pass blocker. You're locked in with Ben Powers. They got to figure out center if they let Lloyd Cushenberry go, who had his best year as a pro. And then they can never have enough cornerback help. And if they move on from Simmons, then do they feel good about the young safeties they have? Perhaps. But they just kind of need depth in those spots. And if they do move on from Judy and Sutton, well, they need more wideout help to go with Marvin Mims Jr., who will be the, you know, featured guy returning. And they need tight end help. I think that if, in a perfect world, if they had the veteran quarterback they like, they'd love to try to grab Brock Bowers at 12, but they don't have that right now.
How would you describe the attitude or the atmosphere, the outlook around the Broncos right now?
I think it depends on who you ask. I think fans are annoyed and disappointed. You know, Sean Payton doesn't feel that because he's only been here for a year.
True.
And he just kind of thinks of the idea of the Broncos, right? He's not living and dying with every loss. George Payton, this is the first time and now heading into his fourth year as a GM where he has the same head coach, right? He had Vic Fangio in year one, then he hires Hackett in year two and Sean Payton in year three. So he has felt a little bit more than Sean has, but they don't, you know, share those same memories that the fans here do. So I think the fans are hopeful that they love one of these young quarterbacks in the draft and can go get him so they can buy the jersey and then obviously that it works out. Because beyond that, I think that to say cautious optimism is probably even too much to characterize the way the fan base is right now here in Broncos country. I think that they know they've got some interesting pieces in certain parts, and hopefully Javonte Williams is better in year two off the ACL, and they like the kid Jaleel McLaughlin, and I mentioned Marvin Mims Jr., and certainly Pat Surtain Jr., who's for a lot of people's money the best cornerback in football, even though he played hurt in the last four or five games and just toughed it out, and it showed, especially in that Patriots game on Christmas Eve. Fans here are, at this point, conditioned to be disappointed, which is not something they're used to, especially once Pat Bowlen bought the team in the early 80s. But that's where they are, and so with the expectations lowered, I suppose, then the only direction to go is up. I also get this sense, too, you know, mentioned being at the Combine, people around the league have much more faith in Sean Payton than folks here do, but that's because I think they understand the mechanics of the NFL better and what it takes to win and to sustain winning, which is something Sean did where they won a lot of games and had really good offense. It helped having a Hall of Fame quarterback, no question. But that Sean Payton will get it figured out, and I'm not sure Broncos fans, I think they're just so reluctant to bind anything at this point that they're not ready to jump in with both feet on Sean Payton. They want to see him prove it to them that he still has that genius in him.
Oh, how the perspective and the attitude has changed. Although it's been a long 8 years since Super Bowl 50. Lots of good content on Brandon's Twitter at BK Denver Sports covering this Broncos drama and Russell Wilson's departure. Like he covered Russell Wilson's arrival for KOA Colorado. We're always glad to have him with us here on the show. Brandon, thank you so much.
Thanks, Amy. Talk to you soon.
Old Man Winter here. If I had it my way, it would stay winter all year long. Short days, wind chill, black ice, and a good polar vortex. Heaven! Wait, is it getting warm in here?
Your cold snap is over, Old Man Winter. Spring has arrived.
Spring.
Spring is here, which means it's the perfect time to get away in the Hyundai you've always wanted. Visit the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event, where you can get great deals on all of our award-winning Hyundai models, like the tech-filled Tucson and Kona, as well as the spacious Palisade. Enjoy wherever you go with the peace of mind that comes with America's best warranty and 3 years or 36,000 miles of complimentary maintenance. But hurry in. These deals won't last. Add more joy to your journey at the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Now get 0% APR or up to $1,500 bonus cash on the Hyundai Tucson. Now, during the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event. Offers end soon. Call 562-314-4603 for details.
We've seen a lot of change in the past 20 years, but two decades later, Mountain Dew Baja Blast is still a fan favorite, bringing you the bold tropical lime flavor that folks can't get enough of. It takes you back to a sunny day at the beach with every delicious sip. And don't you want that feeling all the time? Well, 2024 is the year. In celebration of their 20th Baja-versary, you can sip Baja Blast all year long. So pick up a Baja Blast wherever you are. In stores now.
And now, another episode of Dr. Harry Balzac, Underwear Therapist.
Great balls of fire. I have the diagnosis.
Give it to me straight, Doc. I can take it.
You're feeling stifled. You're itching for an escape.
It's like I'm hot under the collar and the belt.
It's a clear case of scrotus in furnace. You need Tommy John underwear.
Scrotus in furnace.
Exactly. I'm prescribing Tommy John moisture wicking underwear. They evaporate sweat to release body heat, so you'll finally be able to breathe easy all over.
I feel better already.
Tommy John's best pair you'll ever wear, or it's free guarantee. Have men everywhere feeling at ease.
Thanks, Dr. Balzac.
And you can get 20% off your first order right now at TommyJohn.com/victory. How does that make you feel?
Comfortable.
Excellent. Fresh underwear, fresh perspective. Get 20% off your first order at TommyJohn.com/victory. TommyJohn.com/victory. See site for details.